Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Fred Dreyer. This is the Sports Lounge. My good friend Michael Horn is out on assignment somewhere on the Santa Ana Freeway. We'll be touching base with him probably in the next hour or so. But sitting in for Mike is our good friend here at CRN, Mike Gary.
That's correct, Mr. Dreyer. Sir, the Sultan of Safeties, the acting legend. It is my absolute honor to be sitting in for the old growler, Mr. Mike Horn, while he's away on assignment. We got an absolute great show, a show that's absolutely close to my heart. Fred and I, we are going to talk about the demise, the downfall, the tragedy, the saga of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yes, and when you say that, I get a tear in my eye because there's some. We know some great people there. We know the Buss people over the Buss family, Jeannie, and so forth and so on. And we also know that it's a franchise that has been floundering, and it's one of the great flagships of all of sports. And for it not to be succeeding and competing and being in contention for championships is just a shame. We want to go through that a little bit with all of you. We do this show in Los Angeles, so we're Laker, Dodger, Kings type of people here. And we give you the news that's we think in sports is worthwhile. I don't think there's anything more worthwhile than trying to figure out exactly what happened to a great franchise and how it affects all of the National Basketball Association.
Like you said, Fred, I mean, it's one of the premier franchises in all of sports. I think this is truly a national story because what, you know, these premier franchises like the Lakers, like the Celtics, like the Yankees, like the Red Sox, these are the tide that floats all boats. The leagues depend on these sorts of franchises to really be incredible presences in their cities and compete for championships.
Yes, you're right. And it's really a surprise that nobody here, and I always say this because I might be more critical than usual, but the sports reporting here in Los Angeles when it comes to its home teams is pales in comparison to what we're going to do to it today.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridge and get a second 30% off at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
Hey, it's Rick Tittle. Ever since I started sleeping on a MyPillow, I noticed something missing from my life, interrupted sleep. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side of the pillow. No more flat, lifeless pillows. It changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not actually MyPillow, but your own MyPillow. It keeps its shape and stays cool all night long. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? I don't think so. You can toss a MyPillow pillow into your washer and dryer, and it's like it's new again. Try doing that with your pillow and see what happens. And it's made in the USA. And do I have a deal for you? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code COZY. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows for half off and free shipping. And don't forget, they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special and enter promo code COZY or call 800-966-1472. Be sure to use promo code COZY, C-O-Z-Y. That's COZY.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Fred Dreyer, your host, along with Mike Gary, sitting in for my good friend Michael Horn. Before we get started here with the Laker news, Jordy Nelson, cornerstone of the Green Bay Packers offense for decades, not decades, but a decade, is retiring from the NFL after playing his one last year with the Oakland Raiders. He turns 34 on May 31st. He's calling it a career, had a great career. And also Rob Gronkowski, tight end, who revolutionized the position of tight end, has announced his retirement from the New England Patriots. We wish both of them all the best. Now, we were talking earlier before the break that we're both from Los Angeles and we both are heartbroken by what's been happening here with the Lakers. And it seems to me it's gone way beyond just a normal transition of a team of having had its run. And then now you turn the team over and you make some front office changes and you do the normal tidying up and then you start to rebuild through the draft and through trades. And then there's a game plan by which you do that. There's using the cap wisely and so forth and so on, and signing the right players to fill in for the right usage. Mm-hmm. And when we get into this, you'll see how the organization brought coaches in to coach a team that really had no players that matched the philosophy of the coach. They couldn't execute the offense or the defense, but they couldn't get up and down the floor because they didn't have the players to do it. And what we did is we put together Courtney Cadera, our crack producer, put together a little outline. And Mike and I are going to have fun filling all this in. But from 2013 to the present, we made a little sketch outline of Laker owners, general managers, and coaches since 2013. And it's shocking to see it, and there's no way getting around it. This reeks of incompetence. from Laker management.
Not only does it reek of incompetence, it reeks of – there's a slight tinge of nepotism too, I think. We all know that the Lakers during their heyday, owned by Dr. Jerry Buss, he was a very, very successful chemist turned real estate investor and developer, and he was more of a hands-off owner during his tenure. It didn't necessarily start this downfall with his passing, because we all remember in 2013, 2014, that's when they decided to bring in Mike D'Antoni. And the year before that, I believe 2012, 2013 is when they brought in Rudy Tomjanovich, which was an absolute disaster.
Right.
And so what I really, as a diehard Lakers fan, it really pains me to say that ever since the passing of Dr. Jerry Buss, when the children took over and Jeannie Buss was more, she was kind of the figurehead. She was pretty much running the show, even though the rest of the kids did have their input. And it's sad to say that I love Jeannie. I think that she's a beautiful person and an exceptional businesswoman. But I feel that in an attempt to live up to her father's legacy, she's made some rash and quick decisions, especially with hiring coaches and hiring general managers.
Not only that, but I think one of the hires in Phil Jackson was her lover, boyfriend, and future fiancé, present fiancé, future husband, but it never worked out that way. And there's an interesting story that I think you were talking to me about before the break, was how Phil came back and right after they fired Rudy, they went to Phil.
Yeah.
And they talked Phil to coming out of a brief retirement and coming back to coach the team. And he coached them, pulled them out, and they won a championship, I believe, in there.
They did.
And it was really a wonderful deal. And at that time, when Phil was at his most desirable, the move was he wanted to be a part of the front office. He wanted to work himself into ownership.
Yeah.
And
wanted the Pat Riley deal, which is the pretty much the cabal of basketball, where you're president of basketball operations as well as coach, where like Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells, where you're not only you cooking the meal, but you're picking the ingredients. He wanted absolute control.
Yeah, complete control. But I don't think he didn't mention ownership in there. But if he married the boss's daughter, you got it that way.
Yeah.
So what you get out of all this is Jerry Buss said, okay, fine. You want to, this is going to be your final resting place, and you want to be a Laker, part of the family, and run the team. I see. Marry my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I'm not ready to get married. He said, see ya.
Yeah, that's the story that went around town. And don't forget, between those, that tenure when Phil Jackson won those three championships with Shaq and Kobe, then he left the team for reasons unspecified. A lot of it thinks it had to do with the exorbitant salary demands. He also wrote that very, very critical book concerning the Lakers, specifically concerning Shaq and Kobe, where he had not nice things to say about Shaq's work ethic, not nice things to say about Kobe at all.
Very bad.
And so, I mean, it seems to me, I mean, Phil Jackson is a tremendous coach, a tremendous motivator, but as his tenure as a Laker, he did win us five championships, don't get me wrong, but the way that he handled himself off the floor, specifically concerning the book and also specifically concerning his relationship with Jeannie Buss, I thought that put a kind of a dark cloud on a lot of state of flux in the Lakers in general.
Well, it put a stop to any future he had with the team and or Jeannie. I mean, it'd be very difficult now to come out of that controversy and then marry back into the family and then expect to one day come down on the floor into the locker room and face the players that you wrote about.
Yeah.
You know, it's the beginning of an unraveling that is still taking place. What years were that when he came back?
So his first tenure was 1999 to 2004. Yeah. His second tenure was 2005 to 2011, winning championships in 2009 and 2010.
Right. So then he leaves, and in 2013, Jerry Buss, knowing he had cancer, mm-hmm. Passes away. Mm-hmm. And at the time, Mitch Kupchak is the general manager, and they have Mike D'Antoni. They bring Mike D'Antoni in, and also they decided that it would be wonderful if they could get Dwight Howard as a free agent. him sign with the Lakers, and him and Kobe would be a tandem like Powell was.
And that's the absolute worst thing to do, because everybody knows Mike D'Antoni. He's a 7 seconds or less guy. He's a guy that don't play defense. He wants to put up. He wants 120 possessions per game. He wants to shoot a lot of threes. And he drafts. Well, he trades for an enormous cap hit, Dwight Howard, a guy who doesn't shoot, a guy who's on the decline defensively, who wants to dunk and demands the ball down low.
It's all a post game with these guys.
Yeah.
And from the outset, they hired D'Antoni. He just said, look, my deal is running the floor, running five guys who can hit and run and shoot. We're not sitting here running offenses through the post.
We're going to talk more about this after the break, you guys. We're here in the Sports Lounge with the Sultan, Mr. Fred Dreyer, the acting legend. I am Mike Airy, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn. Stay with us here on Siren Digital Talk Radio, SirenTalk.com.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Fred Dreyer here sitting in with our good friend and doing a wonderful job here today is Mike Gary sitting in for Michael Horn. We're talking about the Lakers and everything that is the Lakers, which isn't very much nowadays. Hmm. We were talking about where is the evolution now of this autopsy for this franchise. And we're in 2015-16 when Kobe Bryant announces that this will be his last season. Now, Byron Scott is the coach at that time, and they aren't very good. And just to shake things up, they decided that seeing as this is going to be the last season, they're going to give Kobe a goodbye check for $50 million.
They did. They gave him a two-year deal.
A two-year deal for $50 million, right in the face of the criticism of saying, why are you giving this amount of money away when you can use it to free your cap up and use it for future players? I mean, Kobe's had a great season. He had a great career, and he's doing okay this year. This is a good season for him specifically. And now it's the time, they finished with a 17-65 record, eclipsing the 2014-15 season record for the worst record in franchise history.
Well, Fred, I have an interesting take, an interesting perspective on this, and I often get shouted down for this take, but I'm going to let it fly here. I often thought that the reason they signed Kobe for those last 2 years is just an exorbitant high price, and also pretty much hired Byron Scott to shepherd him through his last 2 years. I mean, Byron Scott was pretty much Kobe, carried Kobe's water for those whole 2 years. I thought, and this is just me spitballing here, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, is that that was more as a message to other potential free agents, specifically LeBron James. I felt that when they gave Kobe the two-year deal, and as well as all the pomp and circumstance that allowed him to shoot 50 times a game for those 2 years, that was saying, hey, come to the Lakers here, and we will honor your legacy no matter what. We will see your career through and exit you in the most glorious way possible, thinking that LeBron James sees this and, mix that with Hollywood, that would make that more enticing to LeBron James and other free agents to come down the road. What do you think about that?
Well, it's interesting you bring this up because in my view, I don't think the Lakers have to do that.
Yeah,
I don't think they have to send a message to America, league, to the NBA, or to future players or ex-players. I think they should just simply say, we're the Lakers. You know what Kobe did. This is what we're doing. He's going to transition himself out of playing to the private world of business like Magic Johnson did. He's going to be our pal and our neighbor. But this franchise has to roll on. And he understands that we've got to make certain decisions. And those decisions are, have a good life, Kobe. You were wonderful and you were great. And I don't think that, people at this time, other basketball players, realized, look, why am I going to the Lakers as a free agent in the twilight of his career? Why am I becoming a Laker to what? So I can go visit and Mitch Kupchak can drive me around in a Mercedes convertible, and he can show me Disneyland and Disney Studios, and he can sell the city of, like a recruiting trip for a high school kid, if you go to Notre Dame or USC. You don't need to do that. I thought that the franchise's vision was very poor during this time. I thought that they didn't pull the trigger when they had to pull the trigger on coaches and on players. I don't think that they were able to adjudicate what type of team they have. I don't think anybody came in and said, you've made a big mistake with bringing Mike D'Antoni in here. Why did you bring in Howard? He can't run the floor. D'Antoni classically doesn't like big people. And now you're asking Kobe to run up and down the court in his last couple of years as a Laker for $50 million. And it doesn't make sense because Who cares if the Lakers are treating their players wonderfully? Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any difference to the people who are buying tickets down there on the floor. It doesn't make any difference to anybody. Oh, gee, they're a classy organization. We already know that. They got 17 trophies. So, yes, all of those things are true. And the crazy thing about this is, in the demise of this franchise, all things are true all at once. And so what my complaint has been, Fred Dreyer's complaint has been over the years watching this, and why hasn't there been more critical outside sports consistent criticism of this franchise? I honestly believe it would have helped Genie, because that's who you're talking to.
Yeah.
It would have helped Genie along the way. She would have seen the criticism. She would have seen the criticism from the Times or from the Register. Or she would have seen criticism online, and she would have said, I want you to come to the office, and I want to talk to you. She should have reached out when she realized things were bad. She should have reached out and said, you're giving me a lot of criticism. I want to talk about it. And there isn't anybody in this town. You know, Bill Plaschke's good, but there's nobody in this town that's going to step up. And honestly, we're patting ourselves on the back here today, but sit down and draw a line through the history from the last time they won a championship with Phil
yeah.
to the present day,
yeah.
and look what you got. And who along that trail is responsible? It's Jeannie Buss.
Yes.
And it's Magic Johnson.
Yeah, Jeannie Buss and then Magic Johnson, I love Magic Johnson. I mean, the man gave us...
That's beside the point.
Beside the point, though. I mean, he is a man who's spread too thin. The first thing, he's running the Dodgers. Next thing, he's running the Lakers. He's a billionaire. He's running multiple businesses. He's got 200 Starbucks franchises.
Yeah.
How much time is he really putting in on the Lakers? Or is this he more of a figurehead like he was with the Dodgers for when he had that 0.001% ownership of the Dodgers? And how much is Rob Pelinka in control of picking the roster? How much is Jeannie Buss in control of picking the roster? And more importantly, now, moving forward, is LeBron James the one who's going to be picking the roster?
Well, now we're going to get into the present day Lakers and to see how rotten they are, and to see that they still don't have a coach. You know, since Phil Jackson left, they don't have a sound. They don't have the coach. They don't have a person in this league where other free agents say, hey, I want to go play for him.
Yeah, and Luke Walton, they hired Luke Walton pretty much based on his tenure at the Golden State Warriors. That's Steve Kerr's team. I mean, he did a great job during the winning streak, and he's not relating to the players as we've seen, and he's already been talked about taking the UCLA job because there's no way he's sticking around next year. But we're going to talk more about this right after the break. We're breaking up the Lakers right now, deep diving on what happened to this storied franchise, the team of my youth. But we'll be back right after the break. Fred Dreyer, the Sultan of Safeties, the acting legend. Check out Bumblebee available on digital download. We'll be right back right after the break. Stay with us here. Sports Lounge on CRN Digital Talk Radio, crntalk.com.
Come on the Bali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
From traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit Ka'anapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Well, I am Fred Dreyer, your host. You are listening to the Sports Lounge, and we're here talking about the Lakers, what's left of the Lakers anyway, and with our good friend Mike Gary, who's a longtime Laker friend and a good friend of ours here at CRN. And I want to go, Mike, into the last couple of years real quickly here. with Magic and Palenka in tow as president and general manager, I guess, head of operations, basketball operations. The Lakers went out and drafted Lonzo Ball, a 6'6 freshman, very fragile kid. From 1 year, he was only 1 year at UCLA, and I have a real issue with one and out people. As great as some of them are to make that transition, they're also extremely immature. They haven't been seasoned basketball wise.
Yeah.
And when you throw a young player into this type of confusion, front office confusion and on the court confusion, all they know is I came to the Lakers under the promise of being a great player and being up in the rafters like Magic said, and now here I am. I got a bad hip. I got a bad leg. Got a bad arm. Got a bad eye. Everything's gone sour the last couple of years. He's spent more time on the bench than he has playing, and he's confused because now the biggest, greatest basketball player in the world is saying that the team should trade 7 Lakers to get one player from Anthony Davis from New Orleans.
And that was the saddest thing, Fred, about this season. That was the saddest thing to watch. The saddest thing to watch was all these young talent, the guys we've drafted over the years, be it Lonzo Ball, be it Brandon Ingram, be it Kyle Kuzma, all these young players were put up on the block and said, all these guys are available for trade. And then Anthony Davis didn't come, Paul George didn't come. And now what were we left with? We were left with a bench full of disgruntled guys who feel like they are thrown asunder for the whims of LeBron James. And that's not a way to run the team. That's not a way. That's why you can't have a player making personnel decisions. And I want to, we're going to talk more about this, but we want to hear from you guys as well. So make sure to follow Fred on Twitter @Fred_Dreyer. Make sure to follow him on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer, and also listen to the podcast, this high quality broadcast. FredDreyerShow.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at bestegg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute, with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as 1 business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before spring and summer, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job, whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel. Just tell them what you need, and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read the reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it so easy. Don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits. So to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.com.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is 21 days of amazing finds. It's 21 days to discover your new must-haves and can't live withouts. 21 days of daily beauty steals at 50% off, like the Anastasia Brow Wiz and the Tarte Toasted Eyeshadow Palette. Plus, hundreds of new releases from the hottest brands, aka 21 days of I want that one, and that one, and that one. Hurry in now through April 6th. What will you discover? Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Wait, what? You're listening to the game on the radio? What is this, the Roaring Twenties? Are you doing the Charleston after every bucket? Get with the times, like the last 80 years. Sports were meant to be watched beside fellow fans and saucy wings and frosty beers. You can't roar on a radio. You need TVs on TVs on TVs. Save the AM/FM for public radio and snow delays. Get to B-dubs and yell like a real fan at TVs and people's faces. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Please drink responsibly.
Welcome back to the show. I am Fred Dreyer, sitting in with Mike Gary, who's sitting in for Michael Horn, who's out on assignment somewhere. And we're talking about the Lakers. We're taking this segment of our show to once and for all open up this wonderland that has become the Los Angeles Lakers. We're now talking about the coaching sequences, the ownerships, Phil Jackson coming and going, the hiring of the death of Jerry Buss. And the hiring of a succession of coaches from Mike D'Antoni or Mike Brown before that. Mike Brown, Mike D'Antoni, Byron Scott, Luke Walton, all of those coaches have been hired with the hope of turning it around. But the interesting thing about this is that these coaches have inherited weak rosters, and not being able. I think 2013 here, the Lakers were the seventh seed. The regular season record was 45-37. They were in the first round. They got beat, swept by the San Antonio Spurs, and then after that, it was an abysmal decline. The next year, 2014, 2015, their record was 21-61, a 24-game drop from the year before. And so by the end of the 15 season, the Lakers were well on their way to really being a terrible, terrible franchise. And so it was important that leadership, which was Jeannie Buss, come to the forefront. They got rid of Mitch Kupchak. Mitch really got himself fired when he signed as a free agent Timothy Mozgov and Luol Deng to a series of contracts totaling $138 million of guaranteed money. Not only was it a waste, but it got Mitch fired, as it should have been. I'm looking here, Mike, at what happened after he left, and Mitch. The answer to all of this was, we've got to get back to the glory days of the Lakers. So who else would I bring in to help? Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson comes in and he brings in Rob Pelinka, who was Kobe's manager.
It's Kobe's agent.
His agent.
Yeah, didn't have a basketball background. They brought an agent.
He was a basketball player himself at the University of Michigan.
Yeah.
And he was so-so. And he is now teamed up with Magic Johnson. And their duty, their raison d'etre, as they say, is to reestablish Laker greatness, and they're going to do that through the draft and through trades, and by using a salary cap that they now maneuver to get rid of Mozgov and Luol Deng and all of these guaranteed contracts and all the money owed to people that don't contribute to the team, which is a very noble way of going about it, you know.
Well, hold on, Fred. I want to back up just a little bit. Just before the Kupchak firing, I want to ask you, as a professional athlete, I mean, you have a unique experience and a unique perspective to talk about this. I love Kobe Bryant. I think he was a fantastic player. I loved watching him play. I was there for game four and the 2001 game four when Robert Horry hit that shot against Sacramento, burying Sacramento. But there was a big issue after that last title, that free agents did not want to come play with Kobe Bryant. I mean, he had the persona of being extremely hard on teammates and not passing the ball. What do you think about having such a ball-dominant player like Kobe, as great as he was? Free agents didn't want to come play with him.
Well, it's true. It's a closed clubhouse, the league. You know, people, you don't have to be a teammate of Kobe's to know if you like him or you don't like him. You respect him because he's a great player, certainly. He has all those rings. But anybody that comes in here is going to have to be in second position to Kobe. The offense goes through Kobe. So there's a lot of great players out here that you're not going to go out and get another guard or a power forward. You know, they brought in Pau Gasol, and it worked okay because you had Phil to balance things out.
Yeah, and the league was a lot different now. I mean, that team was the last team that really played basketball the way
it was. A post-up league.
Inside-out game. Now it's the game's based on analytics. It's based on three-point shooting. It's based on movement, on cutting. It's based on the way that the Golden State Warriors play. And the Lakers teams, the way that the league has been going, they haven't been designed to be competitive with the way the game is played. But I want to talk about that, but I also want to talk about maybe another original sin right after the break. You guys, so stick around. I'm joined by the Sultan of Safeties, Mr. Fred Dreyer. I am Mike Gary, filling in for the old growler, Mike Horn. This is the Sports Lounge on CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com.
If you're like me, you've seen those MyPillow ads all over television, and you know what? I finally ordered some, and I finally tried them. And let me tell you, if you want to get a full night's rest and not find yourself waking up too many times during the night, get MyPillow. I tried them. My sleepless night's gone. I wake up feeling refreshed, more so than ever before. And MyPillow adjusts to the shape. If you're a back sleeper, stomach sleeper, side sleeper, I do back and side, so you get the pillow sent to you that you need. It changes the way you sleep forever. MyPillow's made right in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable. There's a 10-year warranty. And here's the best part. For a limited time, you can get 4 MyPillows. That's right, 4 for half the price. You get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. You got nothing to lose. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WINNER. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, or call directly 800-513-3363.
Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Fred Dreyer, as you can see, sitting in the pilot's chair. You know, when Mike leaves, I get to pretend I'm the play-by-play guy. Mike Gary is sitting in for Michael Horn, who's out on assignment. What he's doing out there, I don't know. But when he gets back, we'll grill him. We'll find out exactly what he's been doing. But we're doing the autopsy. We're right in the middle. We're cracking the chest of the cadaver that is the Lakers, and we're making some notes. We're asking a lot of questions that I don't believe have been asked and have not been presented to Laker Nation and the fan base in this town. And we're in 2016 now. Where April 24th, 2016, the Lakers announced they have fired coach Byron Scott. Mm-hmm. He was replaced by Warriors assistant and former Laker forward Luke Walton soon after the Lakers won the second overall pick in the 2016 NBA draft and selected Brandon Ingram, 6'9 freshman from Duke. On February 2017, Jeannie Buss fires Mitch Kupchak. And while Magic was named as the president of basketball operations, the team's governor, Jeannie Buss, also announced the removal of her brother, Jim Buss, from his position as executive vice president of basketball operations.
That was a big deal. That was a
real big deal because now it's in Jeannie's hands, and everything that we now see here for the last two years, is all on Jeannie's desk.
It was a culmination of the Shakespearean drama that happened after the passing of Dr. Jerry Buss, where he didn't name actual successor. I mean, ideologically, I think Jeannie was, because he groomed her to be run the business. And it should be said, as terrible as the Lakers have been on the floor, off the floor when it comes to business, they are the second most valuable NBA franchise.
Indeed, they are.
They make a lot of money every year. The team is quite profitable, and that's the goal of a capitalist business. But the drama that happened, though, when you put the dagger in your own brother, I mean, that's...
I don't know if that's a fair visual.
Yeah.
But I don't want to interrupt you.
No.
But I don't think it's a fair visual. It was very well understood that Jerry Buss wanted Jim to be a major participant in the team.
Mm-hmm.
He was grooming him to do that. And he was also grooming Jeannie to be, the head of the organization in certain ways, and that was all fine. Everything would have been okay if the Lakers were doing the right thing, and they weren't doing the right thing. And so Jimmy said, and this was, I think, a foolish thing for him to say. He says, if we don't make the playoffs next year or something, I'll resign.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then here you
right.
go.
We wrote that down.
So we wrote that down, and now you're out.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got Jim Buss out, and as his position as executive vice president of basketball operations. On March 7th, the Lakers hired Rob Pelinka as the general manager. So now you have Magic Johnson, ex great, and Rob Pelinka, Kobe's agent.
Yes.
And whatever that combination individually or collectively brings us, it brings us the promise that they're going to return the Lakers back to prominence.
Yes.
And we're going to go out and we're going to go after LeBron James.
Free agents. That was the whole thing. I think the whole rationale by bringing in Rob Pelinka and Magic Johnson is they're going to use Magic Johnson to be kind of the gladhander, to talk to the players as hero, and Rob Pelinka as an agent to kind of tell these players how much money they can make on the court and off the court in the Lakers. And so what happens is they strike out a couple times on other free agents, considering like Paul George and others, but they do land the biggest fish of them all, LeBron James.
Many thought that he was coming here anyway. So
yes.
What kind of a recruiting trip
yes.
was that going to be anyway? However, the interesting thing is you find out that once Kobe leaves and LeBron comes in, you're stuck with the same situation. There are many great superstars that have watched other players they respect, Kyrie Irving, for say in Cleveland, not really want to play with LeBron because
yeah.
LeBron is heavy-handed.
He sucks so much oxygen, not only
it's
on
all
the
about
floor,
him.
But off the floor.
It
yeah.
is all about him, and we got to do this, we got to do that. I don't like this guy. Let's get this guy over here. Sign him to a long-term contract because I want to be here. You know, somebody...
And so LeBron gets here, and he does the same thing. He starts to stack the team with his guys. He wanted Rondo. He got Rondo. He wanted Lance Stevenson. He got Lance Stevenson. And what happened to those guys? These guys are at the twilight of their career. Rondo is a great player. He was. He can't shoot.
They're not shooters.
He cannot shoot.
You have to put shooters around LeBron. You've got to be able to take guys like the guy they traded to the Nets,
mm-hmm.
someone like
D'Angelo Russell.
You got to take somebody like that, a young guy with a future, who's going to feed
Julius
LeBron.
Julius Randle could shoot.
Yes. And you got to be able – they got rid of Julius Randle.
Yeah.
I don't understand that at all. They got rid of Zubats here recently.
Zubats
to the Clippers.
Was great.
I don't understand that. They got rid of – I know they got rid of Timothy Mozgov, and they should have. They got rid of Jordan Clarkson.
That was the one that hurt me. Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance Jr. Those are the two ones that I thought they were great young talent. They were athletes. They could defend. They could get up and down. And they got rid of those guys to clear cap space to bring in LeBron's guys.
Yeah. They got rid of cap space. They got rid of people who could shoot and perform the way they wanted him to do. But they had to get rid of them so they could draft people that they wanted to do exactly what they wanted Nance
And the dirty little
and
secret.
The guys did, these other guys to do.
The dirty little secret is that a lot of these players that LeBron James wants to bring in or did bring in are represented by his agent, Rich Paul, by Clutch Sports,
yeah.
by his whole overarching business, Maverick Carter. There's a whole cabal of business interests on the floor and off the floor, and I think that has been a big detriment to the team. And we're going to talk about that more and other stuff right after the break. You guys stick around. Sold in the Safeties, Fred Dreyer. We're in the Sports Lounge here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean? Europe? Hawaii? Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge here. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn. Final segment here with Mr. Fred Dreyer. And Fred, we want to wrap this up. Jerry West, right now consultant with the Clippers, and I believe before that, Golden State Warriors. Right. He is, I think, the fix that the Lakers need.
Well, they need a Jerry. I think Jerry would do it. I think he still loves Jeannie and the family. He loves the Lakers. He's a diehard Laker. That's one of the reasons he's staying in basketball, hoping that the Jeannie snaps out of it and says, Magic, go do Dodger stuff. Rob, go back to representing people and bring Jerry in, give him 3% of the team, and spread the news that the Lakers are now competent at the general manager ownership level, and therefore players' representatives can now feel safe when they come here as free agents.
Absolutely. They need to offer Mr. Jerry West the Pat Riley deal. We talked about Pat Riley before,
where he gets
a piece of the team. He becomes the basketball czar, in control of all that stuff, and he has the legacy. He has, I think, like 11 rings total between being a general manager and a player.
Well, you know, you're right about this. And not to see this move, it just proves the myopia in the front office. There has to be somebody to say, hey, Jeannie, you know, everything you've done up to now, including tonight at 5 o'clock, you've screwed this thing up. You know, you got to tell LeBron, we're going to run the team, and you just worry about showing up and being a leader on the court. We don't need you to intimidate the head coach, the coaching staff, or talk about the players that you're playing with. You know, we'll figure out who we're going to get into this into the Laker uniform, not you.
And develop talent organically. And I say this not only to Lakers but to Lakers fans out there. Don't go around wishy-washy and saying, "Oh, next year Russell Westbrook. Oh, the year after that Anthony Davis." It's always next year when this free agent's contract is up, we'll get him.
Yeah.
You need to win now. You need, because this is what the Lakers mean to us. The Lakers are the Yankees of the West Coast. They are a class organization that wins titles and does it the right way.
Well, not only that is true, is that there's not that much time left. You know, you've got if you can't pull this together, if you can't rally people, free agents and draft choices, and get shooters and get a dynamic team around LeBron in the next 2 to 3 years, you've got big problems.
Absolutely. And speaking of time, we're running out as well. Thank you so much for joining the Sports Lounge here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, crntalk.com. Thank you for everybody listening on Sports Byline as well as on SiriusXM. We'll be back next week. Thank you so much, Fred.
Good afternoon.
Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7. A special news and update station you control. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.